Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a smoky warehouse impact in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle and Old School DNB, and we're going to make it feel gritty, weighty, and atmospheric without wrecking the mix. This kind of impact is a small sound with a big job. It can announce a drop, punch through a breakdown, or act like a grimy little signpost before the drums come back in. In DNB, that matters because the arrangement is moving fast, the breakbeats are busy, and the low end is already doing a live work. So the goal is not just to make something loud. The goal is to make something that reads clearly, feels physical, and sounds like it belongs in a dark warehouse with concrete walls and a bit of smoke hanging in the air. First thing, pick a source that already has attitude. Don't start with a weak sound and hope saturation saves it. Use a short kick, a snare, a tom, a metallic hit, or even a resampled chord stab. The more defined the transient is, the better this whole process works. If you're using simpler, load in a one-shot sample, turn warp off if it's a clean hit, and trim the start so the transient begins right away. We want a hit, not a pad. Before we add any dirt, shape the envelope. This is a really important step, because saturation reacts to the transient. If the transient is too wild, the distortion will spit and smear in a bad way. If it's controlled, you can push the body harder and get that dense, smoky character without losing definition. So in simpler, keep the attack super fast, basically 0 to a few milliseconds, and set the decay somewhere around 80 to 250 milliseconds depending on how long you want the impact to breathe. Keep sustain at 0. If you're working with an audio clip instead, tighten the front edge with clip gain or warp markers and cut any dead air before the hit. If the transient feels too sharp, you can use a transient shaper or a compressor with a medium attack to soften it just a touch. Not too much, the front edge still needs to speak. Now we bring in the main character device, saturator. This is where the grime happens. Put Ableton's saturator after the source shaping and start with a moderate drive, maybe around 4 to 10 dB. Turn soft clip on so the peaks don't get ugly. Try the default curve first, and if you want more attitude, experiment with analog clip. You can also turn color on to tilt the harmonics a little warmer. The trick here is not to slam it blindly. Raise the drive slowly and listen for that sweet spot where the hit gets denser and more audible, but still keeps its punch. If the impact needs more bite, increase the drive a bit and let soft clip catch the spikes. If it needs more thickness, resist the urge to just overdrive everything. Instead, keep the saturation moderate and shape the body later with EQ or layering. In DNB, saturation is super useful, because it creates harmonics that help the hit cut through dense drums and bass without relying only on raw peak level. That's especially important in jungle and old school styles, where the arrangement is full of movement already. Now here's an intermediate move that makes a big difference. Split the sound so the low end stays controlled. If your impact has a chunky bottom, use an audio effect rack with two chains. Make one chain for the low body and one for the dirty body. On the low body chain, use EQ8 and low pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. You can add a little saturation there if you want, but keep it subtle, maybe just a couple dB. On the dirty body chain, do the opposite. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz so the saturation doesn't blur the sub-region, then drive that chain a bit harder. This gives you weight and smoke separately, which is exactly what you want if the impact sits before a drop and the bass is about to enter. The low end has to stay clean enough that the first beat of the drop can land properly. After that, use a EQ8 to shape the overall tone into something smoky rather than messy. If it's boxy, cut a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If it needs more chest, try a gentle boost around 180 to 300 Hz. If the saturation makes it fizzy, tame the top around 2.5 to 6 kHz. And if the impact feels like it needs a little more presence in the mix, you can add a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz. For this style, don't overbrighten it. A darker impact usually feels more expensive and more warehouse-like. Next, give it space. But do it with return tracks, not by drowning the dry hit. Make one return for reverb and one for echo. On the reverb, use a short to medium decay, maybe 0.8 to 2.2 seconds, and keep the pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays clear. Roll off the low end with a high cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz and keep the top fairly dark too. On the echo return, use a short rhythmic delay like 1/8 or dotted 1/16, low feedback, and heavy filtering so it stays in the background. If you want the hit to feel wider, ping pong can help, but use it carefully. Here's a nice pro move. Saturate the return too. Put a saturator after the reverb or echo on the return track and drive it just a little, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on again. Then high pass the return with EQ8 so the tail stays clean. If you want a little more dirty character, you can add drum bus very gently, but keep it subtle. This makes the space itself sound distressed, like the room is part of the same grimy world as the hit. That's a huge part of the warehouse vibe. Now let's make the impact move with the arrangement. Static sounds are fine, but motion is what makes the moment memorable. Try automating the saturator drive up into the drop, or raise the reverb send in the last half bar before the hit, then pull it back after the impact lands. You can also automate the EQ high cut to open slightly right before the hit, or push the delay feedback for a little rising smear before cutting it off. In a jungle or old school DNB arrangement, this works beautifully because the listener is following momentum. The impact becomes punctuation, like a full stop before the next sentence hits. Now always check it in context. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They solo the impact, make it huge, and then wonder why the mix gets messy. Loop it with the kick, snare, breakbeat, sub, and bassline. Listen for whether it masks the snare transient, whether the tail is stepping on the bass entry, and whether it still feels strong when the full arrangement is playing. Use utility if you need to keep the low body mono or reduce width. And remember, if the impact only sounds good in solo, it probably needs more harmonic content, better EQ, or better placement in the arrangement. One of the best finishing moves is to resample the final result. This commits the tone, speeds up your workflow, and gives you a one shot that already feels produced. Route the chain to a new audio track, record the hit with the send effects active, then consolidate the best version and save it in a folder for future tracks. Once it's resampled, you can reverse it, pitch it, layer it under fills, or make multiple intensity versions without rebuilding the whole chain every time. A couple of quick coach notes before we wrap this up. Let the transient stay a little cleaner than the body. If everything is equally distorted, the hit loses definition. Think in layers of decay, a fast crack, a short dense body, and a darker space tail. Those layers don't all need to be loud, they just need to be present. And don't be afraid if the sound feels slightly underwhelming in solo. A lot of the best mix decisions in DNB sound kind of boring by themselves, but in context they hit exactly right. So the workflow is simple. Start with a strong one-shot, shape the envelope, saturate the body, split the low end if needed, sculpt with EQ, add short filtered space on returns, saturate the tail a little too, automate it for movement, and then resample once it's working. That's how you get a warehouse impact that feels smoky, dangerous, and properly glued into a jungle or old-school DNB mix. Now go build three versions, a clean one, a gritty one, and a dark parallel version. Drop them into a loop with drums and bass, and listen for which one feels most warehouse without clouding the mix. That's where the real magic is.